are several words I want you to keep in mind this morning. One is denier. Not denar, that's a currency, all right? Denier, one who says, no, no way, not happening. The next is a doubter. The doubter says, what? Right? Okay. The next is a fixer. Now, don't look at each other in case you may know a fixer or two. But, and then the last is a believer. I want to walk you through that Old Testament reading a little bit and how we see all this play out. Abraham is credited as a believer. And the Bible tells us that it was credited to him as righteousness. God called him, gave him faith, equipped him, empowered him. He left his family, took his wife, his servants, and everybody, and went down to a strange place. And there they continued to live and make their home. And God had promised Abraham a great nation. But it hadn't happened yet. And it didn't happen. And it didn't happen. Now, you know what you're like in the car. And you know you're going to get someplace, but you're not there. What are you like? Use words you can use in church. Okay? What are you like? Are we there yet? Right? How many of you love waiting? Well, not me. And when we no longer want to wait, all of a sudden we enter this idea of denial. The promise was given, but the denial is that God's going to keep his word. And when we start believing that God isn't going to keep his word, we do things like Abraham did. And we enter into doubt. And we continue to be the fixer. We look for a solution. We look for a method that will make this come true so that, ta-da, you know, let me get my sugar shaker. Ta-da, salt to sugar, right. But God didn't do this. I did this. And Abraham, he looked, and him and his wife Sarah, and they figured they would fix this. As if their solution made God look good. God promised us a son. We got a son. Or do we? Because God promised the son to be of Sarah and Abraham, not Abraham and Hagar. How many times do we find ourselves looking at a promise of God and then we start to mix and reshape that promise so that it suits something that we could manage, that we could create, that we could do, that we could fix? And so we get into changing scripture. And we justify ourselves as if it's honorable. And what we begin to see in Abraham is ourselves. There's times that we deny the promises of God. We just say, I don't think that's going to happen. And then there's times we doubt. Well, it might happen. And then there's times that we try to fix it ourselves. A great example in the history within our lifetime, for those of you who were born before the year 2000, was humanity thought that the world was going to come to an end with the Y2K. Remember that? Yeah. Are we still here? Yeah. But people were going to fix that. Remember what they did? They built bunkers. They stockpiled K-rations or whatever else they wanted to call them. You know, they had boxes and boxes of dehydrated milk, you know, powdered milk, you know, just add water. Yuck. Yeah, I see. If you've ever had it, yeah, it once is enough. We found ways in our kind of thinking that we could fix this, that we could save ourselves, that we could provide ourselves with a future. And that's not what God promised. There's no Bible verse that says, you shall be in your shelter, and you will dwell in there safely. There's no Bible verse like that. But that's what humanity did. And others were tempted to do, although they may not have fulfilled it. And it's like people were hyperventilating. You know what that's like? You know, just panting real fast and making themselves miserable. Trying to fix something, resolve something, save something. Just like Abraham and Sarah, right? God promised a great nation, and they were going to save the nation. But that's not what God said. It's not the way the promise works. Today we are reminded of these words, and we get to that final one, the believer. The believer isn't the one who knows it all, but knows the one who knows it all. Do you know God? Okay, you're supposed to go. Okay? Yes. Do you believe in God? Yeah, I heard you a bit ago. I believe in God the Father Almighty, right? The God you know, the God you believe in, the God the Holy Spirit revealed and placed in your heart, that's the God we trust. It's not in ourselves as God. It's not in our own solutions. It's not in our human power. But in our sinful nature, we are so quick to go in that direction. I could have lied to the kids. Got a whole lot of, wow, you know? I could have had salt in my hand, let them see that, and then poured out this, and they would have found sugar in there. Wow, how did that happen? But it would have been as dishonest as the day is long, and you would have had that police officer back here. God gives us that which is real, that which is true, that which is dependable, that which is the only future we desire. And so when they were old, Abraham and Sarah had a baby. And they named him Isaac. And there they raised him up. And Isaac had descendants after him. And there were descendants further on. And there was a great nation. But that same great nation became deniers and doubters and fixers. It's a pattern we know so well within ourselves, isn't it? And the message is that Christ kept his word going to the cross. And Christ kept his word in rising from the dead. And Christ kept his word in ascending to the Father. And there's a promise to be fulfilled. And it is, he shall come again. And there is nothing for us to fix. And there is nothing for us to create. And there is nothing for us to, you know, have that shortcut that makes it all better. We are reminded in the power of God, not in the power of man. And we are reminded of the truth of God and not the words of man. And we are reminded that it is in God we trust, in God we believe, and in God we hope. Abraham believed, and it was counted to him as righteousness. You believe, it is counted to you as righteousness. In Christ Jesus, amen.